Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 135. Today in this episode, we will learn about expressions for request. Now let's go. We learned about imperative form. So let's say I am a female or a male, and I ask my friend, lend me a book. In this case, we will use te form. So, lend a book is 本を貸します。We will change 貸します into te form. 貸して。In a casual conversation, we normally drop all the particles. Therefore, it will become 本貸して。This means, lend me the book. So both female and male can use this expression. There's another expression for lend me the book. We can say, 本貸してくれ。This is specifically used when the speaker is a male. So if it's a female, we don't really use this expression. So te form plus kure is used among guys. These expressions are imperative form. Therefore, we can use for close friends. However, if you want to be a little polite, we have another expressions. Can you lend me the book? We can say, 本貸してくれる。So, te form plus kureru, it means, can you lend me the book? This expression is much more polite than 本貸して or 本貸してくれ. Another way to say is 本貸してくれない。It is the same meaning. It means, can you lend me the book? So we can use 本貸してくれる or 本貸してくれない. For example, can you show me your homework? Homework is 宿題。To show something is 見せます。テフォンプラスくれる will be 宿題見せてくれる宿題見せてくれる Another expression is 宿題見せてくれない宿題見せてくれない Can you lend me some money? Money is お金。To lend something is 貸します。So テフォンプラスくれる will becomeお金貸してくれる。Another expression is お金貸してくれない。So we can use テフォンプラスくれる or テフォンプラスくれない。So you can use テフォンプラスくれる or テフォンプラスくれない when you want to make requests. There are other expressions for request. For example, テフォンプラスもらえるAnd テフォンプラスもらえない? These expressions are telling my request and asking the other party in a question form at the same time. もらいます is to receive. However, in this case, we will use the potential form, which is もらえます. So here we cannot say てもらう or てもらわない. These expressions have to be potential form.テフォンプラスもらえる and テフォンプラスもらえない。So let's use the same examples. Can you lend me the book? It will become
本貸してもらえる。
Another expression is 本貸してもらえない。Can you show me your homework? It becomes
宿題見せてもらえる。宿題見せてもらえる。
Another expression is 宿題見せてもらえない。
宿題見せてもらえない。
Can you lend me some money?
お金貸してもらえる。お金貸してもらえる。
Another expression is お金貸してもらえない。
お金貸してもらえない。
When you want to make a request to someone in a higher position than you or someone older than you,We have other expressions. So for example, please lend me the book. We have learned, please do something, which is テフォンプラスください.
本を貸してください。本を貸してください。
This means, please lend me the book. If you want to say, could you please lend me the book to someone in a higher position than you or someone older, we can use テフォン plus もらえますか? or テフォン plus もらえませんか? It will become 本を貸してもらえますか? 本を貸してもらえますか? or 本を貸してもらえませんか? 本を貸してもらえませんか? So these expressions are telling my request and asking the other party in a question form at the same time. We have other variations.So when you want to say, could you please lend me the book, we can also use テフォン plus くださいますか? Or テフォン plus くださいませんか? Or テフォン plus いただけますか? Or テフォン plus いただけませんか? くださいますか is the honorific form of くれますか? くれますか?くださいませんか is the honorific form of くれませんか?くれませんか?いただけますか is the honorific form of もらえますか?もらえますか? And いただけませんか is the honorific form of もらえませんか?もらえませんか? So again, we have to be careful. We cannot say いただきますか?We have to say, いただけますか? So we have to make it to potential form. Same goes for, いただけませんか? This is potential form. We cannot say, いただきませんか? So all these expressions mean, could you please do something? When you talk to someone in a higher position than you, or someone older than you, it will become impolite to say, Titus.I want to do something to someone who is in a higher level or someone older than you. We will actually use causative form plus テフォン plus ください instead. For example, I would like to send an email to our client. Client is お客さん、お客さん。I want to send an email. In a normal form, it becomesメールを送りたいです。メールを送りたいです。If you say メールを送りたいです to your boss, it sounds a bit impolite. Instead, we will use causative form plus テフォン plus ください。Another example. Because I am not feeling well, I would like to go back home. I am not feeling well is 具合が悪いです。具合が悪いです。Because we have many expressions, but let's use ので。ので means because, but this is used in a formal situation. So, 具合が悪いので。I want to go back home. In a normal sentence, we say 帰りたいです。帰りたいです。However, it's a bit rude to say 帰りたいですto your boss. Therefore, we will change this into causative form,Change to テフォン and put together with ください。It becomes 具合が悪いので帰らせてください。具合が悪いので帰らせてください。Today we learned many expressions for a request. When you want to say, can you do something to your friend, we can use てくれる or てくれない。Other expressions that we can use for friend is てもらえるOr, てもらえない? When you want to make a request to someone in a higher position than you or someone older than you, we can say, てもらえますか? てもらえませんか? てくださいますか? てくださいませんか? ていただけますか? ていただけませんか?And finally, when you want to say, I want to do this to a superior, we will use causative form, change into テフォン and put together with ください. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。